Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And look, on our day off, the long weekend, on Labor Day, we are laboring for you guys. And we are talking about the finale of Atlanta. Mary, yes, you have something to say.
Mind you, it's also a heat wave.
Oh, I'm okay. Now, I'm like, LA is, Southern California has been like literally insane. But you told me today up there is insane.
Yeah, we're also, all California is in a heat wave. So I'm currently at, you know, I'm a Nevada local. I had to come up here for the 3-day weekend.
She's trying to get that parade going. First of its kind.
Only on 4th of July. However, there is the Nevada car show coming up, which I am also.
Do they need a car model?
My friend's putting two cars in. So I was like,
you have a one in two chance. I didn't know. Now, what would you wear? Would you put a sash on? Would you ask me to give you roses? Are you going to put a crown on, like mayor of Nevada, self-proclaimed mayor of Nevada?
Is this car show you just park the car and then people look at your cars? Or is it a show that they go down the street? I don't know.
Now, would you prefer one to the other?
Definitely riding.
Okay. More people could see you that way.
Riding. And, you know, just like waving out the car.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I hope, here's the thing. I hope you get your Karen Huger moment.
I think I can someday.
I think at one day it's going to be you and Jared Goff riding down the street together. Two huge celebs from the Nevada area.
It's really sad, you guys.
But yeah, the heat wave sounds like it's been, like you told
me. So today it's supposed to be 106 here. And it's just kind of strange because like nobody has AC here. So it's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. Like this morning you were like, do you want to start, you know, gave me a certain time. I was like, yes. And I was like, no, because if I like don't get my workout in, like I will not walk outside of my house for the rest of the day. So thank you. I had to go bike.
But you don't have AC either.
I do not. But I'm down by the beach. So there's like slight, I mean, if you can hear, like we have every fan going on. We have like multiple fan towers in the house. Like we're doing whatever we can to cool it off. I mean, it's been it's been insanity.
Yeah.
And no, it also is crazy. It also like rained here for like 30 seconds the other day too. It's like, I can't. Oh, and you, and all you're trying to do, it's like, I'm going to the mall so that like I'm bringing, this is like, you know, the movie theaters on Saturday, they were offering like $3 movie tickets, like for people to come back in, you know, the mall, you're just going in the mall. I'm spending money at the mall, buying things I don't need.
I would think they're outdoor malls.
Well, South Coast Plaza is an indoor mall. Fashion Island, outdoor mall. The Grove, outdoor.
Right.
But South Coast, we purposely went to an indoor mall, if you will.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, do I need this? And my mom's like, I don't know. Do you? I'm like, I should try it on just for 5 more minutes in the store. Like, what? Like, it was, I mean, today it's like, what are you going to do today? I'm like, not go outside anymore. I am done. Just maybe take 6 showers.
You don't actually go into the ocean.
I do not. I mean, I honestly, as I was biking today, I at one point pulled over and I like walked down to the ocean and I was like, I would easily go jump in right now if I didn't have to come back and like hop right onto this. Like, I've done that before. So, I mean, honestly, I might later today.
Totally. You should.
You know, but then it's like Shark Week and it's like, I don't know. You know, you just, you gotta protect yourself. You gotta protect yourself.
I see.
What do you do for your Labor Day up there? Do you guys have like a family barbecue?
Yeah. Well, no. So we had my friends over, Danny and Kelly, on Saturday. Then we had my aunt over yesterday. And then you know, today the pool's closed. Like, no more friends. No.
Oh, like you can't, but you can still go in it.
Yeah. No. I have to go to Tiburon to another friend's pool.
So. Popular. And you now know. The crowd needs to know, is Michael back from the burn yet?
No, he's not. Haven't talked to him in a couple days now.
But we're finding his location. He's on the playa somewhere.
No. The location's not working currently. So, you know,
Mary downloaded TikTok, right? You're just looking at Burning Man videos to see if you can see Michael in the background of any of them.
No, I actually haven't got back on TikTok. I need to learn how to use it better. Okay. I think the videos are too long.
Well, it depends. So here's the thing, you'll learn as you continue to talk. Okay. You'll kind of see where that there's, you know, the moving, like the circle that moves the timer. If it starts and it's not moving, move on. It's too long of a video, but if it's going now, listen, okay. I'm currently obsessed with the Venice Film Festival right now, which is happening in Italy, mostly because I'm like, can any of them stay just a little bit longer so I can go hang out with them? The answer is still no, they're not going to. But okay, Timothy Chalamet, as you guys know, I am obsessed. Your favorite. He's out there for the premiere of Bones and All, which is, and we can also talk about this because I think, have you watched House of Hammer yet?
Not yet, because I was scared to. Because I thought it was going to be too dark, because the Playboy in E series got a little too dark for me. And believe me, I love a lot of dark things, but it just got too much for me.
This one, so I think I'm scared. Know a lot of it. It goes a little bit more. I will say, I think it's a little bit sensationalized, but I will, guys, our friend Ryan Bailey from So Bad, it's good. He is featured in this docuseries. Like I was watching, I'm like, and I literally immediately texted him like, Ryan, what? He's like, oh yeah, I am in that. Like, so nonchalant.
So what is he?
He was in like acting class with Army. And so he's giving like kind of the perspective from the actor, which is really cool. And then I think it's a little bit, I think like Army is a monster and his family, it definitely goes into the family where they're monsters. And it's like a good watch. Like I watched it and then, now listen, here's what I did. I'm not paying for Discovery Plus, okay? But you can get a 7-day free trial.
My sister told us like we have to do this.
Yes. So you do the 7-day free trial. You can do it through like Amazon Prime too. So it's easier to cancel too, okay?
Okay, perfect.
It's 3 episodes.
That's a good tip.
3 hours. So I watched it. Then I was like, oh, mom, you should watch this. You would like this. And so then she watched it. But anyways, the point to that was the Timmy movie is actually about cannibals.
Oh, and, it's full circle. So
it literally is full circle. But anyways, he wore this outfit to the Venice Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And it was, I did not like it at first. So it was this gorgeous red pantsuit. But then it was almost like this vest. Okay. And I'm like, if my friends know me, I got about 14 different text messages just of the videos, like photos, just like, Courtney, did you see this? As if I had not seen it. Like, oh my God, thank you so much for it. But then I thought, wow, my friends know me. They're sending me like a picture. Did not love it. Now I love it.
Because
it just, you know, I was like, good for him to pull off that style.
Wait, I thought someone compared it to a housewife outfit.
Luann herself did. Luann's wearing a red jumpsuit and posted a tweet of her and Timmy. And then I forgot, was it like Bravo by Betches? Maybe that was like, but should Timmy and Luann date? And I was like, how dare you? If he's going for older, it's got to be me. Okay. But then what's also happening at the Venice Film Festival is, I don't know, guys, again, I don't know who else is keeping up with this, but there's the Don't Worry, Darling drama. And do you know what Don't Worry, Darling is? So Don't Worry, Darling is an Olivia Wilde directed movie that stars Florence Pugh and Harry Styles, Chris Pine, Gemma Chan, originally stars Shia LaBeouf. Yes. And so there's like all of this drama because, okay, let me see if I can like easily break this down for you, but because it's like fascinating. So it's premiering at Venice right now as we're recording this, it's premiering. Okay. So like these film festivals, it's like, they're kind of like canned. You hear about like these standing ovations. And so like Timmy's movie got like a 6-minute standing ovation. The Whale, which is starring Brendan Fraser, which guys, George of the Jungle, he was kind of like blackballed from Hollywood. This is his comeback movie. Okay. He was like crying at his, I mean, it's so anyways, this movie, like everybody's been waiting for this thing to premiere. It's been, you know, she kind of broke up with Jason Sudeikis and started dating Harry from this. Well, Zach Braff had directed an episode of Ted Lasso. He's friends with Jason Sudeikis. And so there's this like underlying tension.
Love Zach Braff.
You would. I could see you really
love
Zach Braff.
I love Zach Braff.
Yeah. But so,
that movie, The Last Kiss, like one of my favorite.
Is that the
movies.
Rachel Bilson one?
Yes.
Good one.
I great like soundtrack.
Yeah. That Garden State, great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So even though Zach and Florence have now like broken up, there's this underlying tension between Olivia and Florence, and she's kind of done zero press. And so then it came out like the last week or two, Shia LaBeouf was originally the Harry role. Okay. Then right. It's been said that, you know, he also had his assault allegations from FKA Twigs, like all this stuff, like bad stuff about Shia has come out, things with like his current wife, Mia Goth, and all these things. Right. So it was said that he was fired from the film. And I think because all that stuff was happening with him, he never said anything. Well, recently he's decided to throw had to get involved again, right? And say, well, let's be honest, like you didn't fire me, I quit. And okay. So, and because all the press is starting to come up, right? She's like doing the interviews. She's, you know, she's also in the movie. Obviously, it's like the Harry Styles movie. This is where they got together. So it's like, you know, there's all, what the hell is the movie about? I don't even know. Okay. But there's all
zero idea.
Not, probably not going to see it. I'll wait for it till it's on streaming. But besides the fact. So Shia basically says like, no. And then he like, there's this video that gets released where it's like Olivia, like sending him a video message of her driving, basically kind of saying like, well, like Miss,
they hooked up on set.
No. But no, her kind of like throwing Florence under the bus, saying like she's not doing these rehearsals, and she calls her Miss Flo in the video message, right? And so she's trying to kind of like say like she doesn't want Shia to quit the film. And then he like releases this statement, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever, that kind of like, you know, is there. Okay, people are wondering, but then it's like, do you take Shia's side? Like he's still like a bad guy, like whatever. Anyways, then somehow yesterday or the day before, there are these texts that get leaked. Now it's from a random Tumblr account, so what is the truth there? Who knows? But it's texts between Florence and Shia. Sure. And they're trying to get together to do rehearsals. Florence is like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't. Like a friend passed away. I need to go to their memorial. Blah, blah. But like the texts are very like friendly and chill. But, you know, Olivia's kind of trying to make it seem as if Florence is the one that's being difficult. So basically, it sounds like Olivia's throwing her cast under the bus here. And so now
whose team are you on?
I think I'm on Florence's side here.
Okay.
So now, but then, so then Florence basically says, I'm not doing any press for this frickin' movie in a nicer way, says it, right? She's like, oh, I'm filming Dune 2. So, you know, it's tough to get away. Well, so is Timmy. He's filming Dune 2. He's the frickin' star of Dune 2 and still made it to Venice, right? He's going back. But there's, you know, Florence isn't, her camp has just kind of said, hey, no, she's showing up for the premiere, but she's not doing the press. She won't be there in time. Blah, blah, blah. There, it's, you know, everything, you have to read between the lines. So. So then right before we're filming this, they're like doing kind of the press day for the film. So Florence like shows up Florence is literally giving two shits about this. She shows up just like in a cute purple number. It's one of those like shorts, like a bandeau kind of top, and then like a flowy collared shirt, like all purple. Looks super cute. Holding an Aperol spritz, just like giving no shit.
Living her best life.
Harry is like on the press line and he's like, this movie is so good. It's why you go to the movies. You should see this because that's why you go to the movies. It's this kind of film. Like he's out of his league. Chris Pine and Gemma Chan just want to get the fuck out of there based on their, they haven't said that based on the facial. So I'm like, I cannot wait to see what happens from.
You think there's more text to come out?
Well, the premiere is happening right now. So I want to know what if there's a standing ovation. The cast has to sit next to each other. So Miss Flo has shown up on the carpet looking stunning. Like they're like, oh, but she hasn't interacted with any of the cast. Like, I'm just so curious. I love this shit.
You love Hollywood.
I just love drama like this. Speaking of other drama, if we want to bring it back to the Bravo world.
This Garcelle drama with her son, Oliver, his ex-wife releases.
Current wife still.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Legally.
Releases some IG stories saying that him and Raquel were not having an affair.
They made out or something.
Did something. And
Raquel is in her hot girl season.
Doesn't blame Raquel. They're going to get a divorce. LVP and Garcelle were filming the day this all went down.
It's literally insane to me though, because okay, here's the best part though, right? It's like, first off, I'm like, it is a long weekend. Give us like, just let us have, tomorrow is a perfect day to have the drama. Okay. Because when it happens on IG, I can't keep up with it.
But I think it's really interesting. Garcelle going to meet with LVP, but then also, were they going to talk about this Raquel thing too?
I don't think so. I think it's for Vanderpump Rules.
Exact same time.
So this was, so I believe they filmed actually the day before Samantha decided to put all this up. But then there's also somebody has found behind the scenes footage. Like they've taken a video of Raquel and Oliver meeting and filming.
Okay.
So it's like, there's all this stuff. So basically it also sounds like Samantha kind of like hacked into Oliver's account too, to like put stuff on his stories. And it's just like mess. And I don't know why this is the mess I don't love. I don't love seeing like marriages fall apart, even though I know I'm a walking contradiction across the board.
I immediately just thought like Erica James, like, yeah, I can get it now.
Oh, like Rinna and Erica are going to say something at the reunion. Oh, you mean get it with Oliver.
Yeah.
Get in line because Raquel is younger. And
all I can think about.
She doesn't even need to have a throuple.
No.
Wow.
That was sad for me.
Wow. How many fucks does Erica give, Mary?
Not one. Zero. Zero. Not one.
Oh, I'm like, I mean, it's like truly wild. It's all things wild. Everything is wild.
Raquel's had a great summer. Good for her.
Well, I hope she didn't break up a marriage.
She didn't.
Okay.
She was not married.
You're right. I also just wanted to mention too, I watched Elvis over this Labor Day weekend. Uh-huh. You guys, I was like making fun of Austin Butler because Mary, also, as you'll get involved in TikTok too, is people give a lot of opinions and they're really freaking funny. So they find these so Austin Butler, you know, he went to the Met Gala and he's still talking like Elvis.
Okay.
People are like, that is not your voice, sir.
Didn't that happen to like Johnny Cash or to Joaquin Phoenix when after he played Johnny Cash and he had to go to rehab? Yeah.
For his voice?
No, for drinking. Because he got too into the character. He got too into the character. And Madonna when she went to England.
She went to rehab for sometimes. That too.
No, they didn't go to rehab for it.
Well, anyways, he did a fantastic job. He was amazing as Elvis. And I feel kind of bad that all this weird press about his voice kind of overtook the fact of how good he did in this film.
Any press is good press. What? Well, not for Armie Hammer. What is your rating on this Elvis movie?
Okay, so it's a very Baz Luhrmann film. So like you need to know that a Moulin Rouge or Romeo and Juliet, like just think like that. I'd give me a 7 out of 10. I'll say the weak link was Tom Hanks.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know he was in it.
Oh, it's like,
you're like, he is Elvis.
Tom plays older Elvis. He plays Elvis's manager, Colonel Parker, who's a very bad guy. And he's basically kind of the narrator of this film.
It's just hard to see Tom in such a bad light.
He reminds me of like convincing. The Penguin from the Batman.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but like human form kind of thing. It's a little strange. But anyways, I thought it was great. It's a little too long. Like I could see being in the theater and enjoying it more. It's probably like 20, 30 minutes too long. But I took
2 hours.
Yeah, I took an intermission to go walk my dog. It's 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's too long for me. If you give me, though, 8 episodes
yeah,
a 30-minute show.
Sell the OC. Selling the OC, you're 100% in on that.
I'll sit down for that 4 hours, but 2.5? You
right.
have to be kidding me.
Because technically, you could have breaks in between episodes. You won't, but you could. You know? anything else? Anything else before we get into it? You want, or should we take a little quick break and then come back with some Southern Charm talk and then get into Atlanta?
Perfect.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG.
Okay. I loved this episode of Southern Charm, but it was not because of like what was going on there. I was just like, I want fall.
Yeah, you texted me.
I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. Like,
I love Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. I love the clothes that you can wear. I was obsessed with Lava's pants.
Yeah, they were really cute.
Liked Catherine's shacket.
Did you like her bucket hat?
No.
Yeah.
No. I've tried to wear a shacket and I cannot pull it off.
Yes, you can, Mary. And right now I will tell you, as I was walking through that mall, Nordstrom yes. has some really good, cute shackets right now. I've got a couple from Zara. They're a couple years old, so I don't know what their like current stash is, but Nordstrom has a few.
I feel really uncomfortable.
So here's how I think you have to wear shackets though. Okay. You have to wear shackets with tight clothing. Like a leather Spanx, a skinny yeah. jean, a legging. And like, I love to wear a shacket with like workout clothes.
Okay. I think it just, yeah. Like know, dress like, it up.
Yeah. Just something like that. Like, but yeah, anybody can pull off a shacket. Do you have, if you have a body, you can pull off a shacket. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know. I struggle with it. I'm going to try it again this year, but.
Okay. I'm happy to help you.
Okay.
Know fashion.
Okay. So we have Friendsgiving at Austin's aunt's.
Liar!
Courtney has something to say about that.
That is a freaking rental, okay? He opened that fridge. All it had was waters, alcohol, different kinds of drinks. They didn't know where anything was. He did not care about what was happening in that house, which if it was your aunt's house, that was all IKEA outdoor furniture. Liars.
Maybe it was a second home of theirs, though, and they only use it seasonally.
No.
Because they're so rich.
No.
Well, why would they lie about it being the Airbnb? I don't understand. He even told us the ants lie, or the ants lie. The ants, you know.
Fight over who hosts.
Yeah.
But none of them were invited to this, so I don't believe it.
But it was a Friendsgiving.
I'm just saying, like, they fight over.
And then the parents are moving closer to South Carolina, to.
Yeah, you're right.
Wherever, Charleston.
South Carolina, you're right.
Yeah.
No, guys, this is a theory. Okay. Again, and the evidence is the kitchen. The evidence is the kitchen. Can we put a poll up if people thought this was the aunt's house or an Airbnb?
I think it's the aunt's house.
Okay.
Okay,
and I'm going to say controversial again. Austin looked good this episode.
Courtney, I literally watched this and I was like, he's not hungover. His face isn't puffy. He looks great. About the same exact
thing. And then when they did a flashback to Craig trying to pretend how he knew how to barbecue, I was like, wow.
Adderall.
Wow. No, but it just was such a stark difference of like what celeb does you. I don't know. And then they're chef. But like, I was like, damn, awesome. And you know what? Katie needs to be a cast member. Get Marcy out of here. Bring in Katie Kroll.
Where does Katie live? She does not live around there.
Maybe near the parents? I'm not sure. She should live there because I think
she lives in Colorado. And I could have made that up. She follows us.
Oh, she does. Cute. I really
like her. And guess what? I love that Austin called Whitney and Whitney's like, I can't go. I'm going to Texas. Invites Pat. And I like that Pat didn't go. She's like, who's going? I'm only friends with Naomi and Madison. Madison's not going. Naomi's going. She's like, she doesn't need to be there. I think it would have been very strange if Pat came.
I agree. I like Pat is the matriarch of the show. And I like when she hosts people at her house. I almost feel like when she goes to these other events, it's like kind of like beneath her in the sense of like, they're like, no, Pat, you need to be there. But she's like, no, I really don't. But I do want them to go over to her house again.
Well, they are next week. And Craig's going to break everything. He's going to spill red wine on her couch. He's going to break a chair.
So she has a lot of pictures in New York and a lot of pictures in Seabrook Island, South Carolina.
So maybe she lives in New York.
Okay.
So then obviously there was no Madison, no Vanita. We only got to see them work out.
Why is Vanita not being invited to this though? That's like, she's a cast member. And I'm like, are we saying because she like text? I know Austin's hosting this, but like, why isn't she being invited to this?
This one felt like she got a little left out for sure.
Yeah. I get Madison, but I'm like, oh, you're not going to invite Vanita. Like, she's a cast member. Madison.
I mean, because Leva got to come.
Right.
I'm just obsessed with those pants.
You could rock those. They would look so cute on you. Yes. 100%. I'm going to send you an outfit after this.
I wouldn't wear. I have a lot of things I like to buy that I can wear to work too.
You could wear that entire outfit to work, not a crop top, but you could wear a longer shirt over those pants and you could wear a jacket 100%.
Do you know what my job is?
Is it OnlyFans?
I'm a teacher.
You can wear leather leggings. You're not going to wear those exact ones.
Oh my gosh. The teachers are probably screaming. Do you know what happens to your pants while you teach? Like literally, like there's pens all over your pants by the end of the day. Like,
are you a human coloring book?
Like basically, you got to wear something a little bit more durable, like a jean.
Okay,
and you can't wear Dwight jeans.
So how about this then? You wear the entire outfit to school, and then you wear jeans to school, and then when you're going from day to night, you just switch into the pants in the car. Come on.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, is that okay?
Or I'm just trying to
help
home.
You. Fine. I just love this. If you love this look, I think you should rock it. I think it would look great.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So Naomi is trying to be really cool with Paige. She walks in and she brings a salad and some type of casserole. And Paige is like, I don't like that.
The editing in this scene was a little wonky. Like, first off, it's like, I'm like, the editors are clearly like, I think if I were Paige, I'd be kind of mad. Paige and Craig for the most part, but Craig is the one I feel like is also kind of like pushing this narrative. But I'm like,
my crazy ex-girlfriend.
But I'm like, if this is my boyfriend and our storyline, while we're just beginning to date too, remember, like this is, they're over a year into it now, but this is like only official, what, maybe 3 or 4 months or something at this point? If we're at Thanksgiving.
Post-summer. Yeah, we're at Thanksgiving.
And I'm already probably feeling insecure because I know that they hooked up over the summer. And now I have to come on a show and this is my storyline. Like, I think this would like give me like, I'd be like, we can't be together.
I didn't like Paige at the beginning. And then like, she's trying the bourbon and Paige's like, I don't know if I like bourbon.
But then she's literally drinking it two scenes later.
And I was like, okay, she's coming for me. I'm going to pull her for a one-on-one.
She loves a one-on-one.
She pulls her and Paige is like, I also feel like Paige is trying to be like the tough New Yorker. She's gonna pop off
Lala style.
Completely. And I think they had a good resolution at the end. And she's like, you know what? I think I really like your style. I want to borrow your clothes. I think you're smart. I think you're funny. but we're not going to be best friends. Like, you dated my current boyfriend. You hooked up with him this summer. Yeah, I can be in the same room with you, but we're not going to be besties. We can respect each other. I think Paige came out on the top.
She came off a little too strong in that scene for me, but I'm going to blame it on alcohol. I think at that point they'd probably been drinking a lot. But I do agree. Like, I just wish it was kind of, to me in that scene, I was like, Paige is bothered. And like, I felt like Naomi still had a little bit of that upper hand there, because I'm like, clearly, like, the way that she's like saying her, what she was saying was like correct, but the delivery of it, I was like, oh, like, this still like does bother her. And like, her and Craig talk about this a lot, like too much.
I believe that
too. Like, in the car, they're talking about it. It's like, I'm like, this is like, I'd be just so bummed if this is my new boyfriend. I'm coming to his show, and now our, like, my storyline is having to deal with his ex-girlfriend.
And it's okay. So they're still currently filming Summer House. They were on a boat this week.
This is the last weekend usually, right? Labor Day weekend.
Probably going to be wrapping it up now too. And then I'm so curious, like, who's going to make Winter House this year? Where are these shows going? You know, because also I can see Craig and Paige, something happening, like people getting serious. Just because, like, Carl and Lindsay just did.
You know, Austin and Craig are opening a restaurant in New York.
Yep.
And so I could see them kind of splitting time between.
I mean, right.
But I'm seeing like a more permanent, like.
Yep.
I could.
Yeah.
Guys, and I also, I told you last week, I'm actually, like, now I'm like into them. Not on the show, I think I'm really into them.
And like, Chip and Taylor are cute. I thought they were really cute this episode.
What? I was getting so annoyed at them.
What the hell
did Shep bake, by the way? If the banana bread had these, like, it was almost like little wafer cookies on top. I'm like, that's a candy cane. That's like a block. Like, what are these little shapes on top of?
Chestnut cookies.
Oh, is that what it was?
By Pepperidge Farm. They're delicious.
Is that the one that comes in the round tin, but you open it, it's usually sewing kits from your grandma? Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh.
And no, it's just Pepperidge Farm, and they're buttery delicious, and you think you don't like them, and then you have one, and you get addicted to
it's
butter.
It's like a Girl Scout shortbread cookie.
But even, better. Yes, but more
but with
butter,
like a butter glaze. Yeah. It's better butter.
Essentially.
It's butter. I'm sorry, my coffee is like, just kicking
like
in today.
A chocolate chip cookie, personally, a warm chocolate chip cookie. Ooh,
you would love my chocolate chip cookies.
I have a hack. Okay. Now, you have your Nestle's hack. That
Nestle Tolu? Nestle yeah. Tolu? I'm a Toll House girl, but yeah.
I started buying at Whole Foods. They have pre-done cookie dough, but they're tiny, only 90 calories a cookie, and you can freeze it. So then at night, if I'm like, I kind of just want one cookie, because you don't want to cook 12 cookies because you'll eat the 12 cookies.
Right.
So I cook one. I cook it in the air fryer for 5 minutes.
At what?
And that's it.
400?
I think 320. It's a low. I think, yeah.
Wait, this sounds amazing. Now, do you ever sprinkle a little sea salt on top?
I have, but I don't,
you don't need it.
That's, sometimes you can. You can. Okay. But it comes out very gooey.
I have chills right now. I don't know if it's from the dehydration or the cookies, but like, this sounds great.
You know, hot tip, guys, at Whole Foods, you can just buy pre-made chocolate chip cookies and put them in the air fryer.
This is wow. Whoever invented this?
Bring it to your next Friendsgiving.
What's the brand?
Whole Foods.
Oh, it's like their own. Where, and you get in the freezer section?
It was like by Mochi.
I love, now when you freeze them, do you put them in like individual baggies?
No. It comes in a container.
So you just can pop one out.
Yep.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
No, but then I feel like it's like a good thing, because you're like, okay, so I'm just putting it in for 5 minutes. I eat it. And then if you're like, oh, I want one more, it's kind of a longer process to get it right away.
You got another 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Not worth it. But if you pop three in at the same time.
You can do that too.
What would you bring to your Friendsgiving? Like, what's your, like, when you do a Friendsgiving, what's your dish?
I have done a Friendsgiving.
Okay.
And I make a great spinach dip. It's my aunt's recipe. The trick is they're called
water chestnuts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got How you did for you the, know what I was thinking?
Because you want a little crunch in that.
Yep. And the Knorr's. You use Knorr's sauce seasoning. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I can also make a... I'm like kind of an appetizer girl.
Okay.
I like to bring a salad too.
Love that. Love that.
I don't want to do the mashed potatoes. That's mm-hmm. hard. No, what about you?
I don't have any friends.
Okay, so you haven't been invited.
Not invited. No, I'm like a charcuterie girl. Like I love to make a big charcuterie plate.
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't matter what it is, right? It could be McDonald's, done that. It could be meats and cheeses. I love to do, you know, I like a colorful one. So I get like, you know, I do the fruits, I do the meats, I do the cheeses. There's some nuts in there. You know,
always
some,
a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, some cranberries. You know, put a little pumpkin on there for some decoration, just the minis.
Yeah.
You know,
seasonal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't eat it. Just look at it. You know, that's me. I always am like, oh no, like the charcuterie is like the way to go. And then I spend like $200 on this freaking charcuterie.
I believe that.
And then you go to four different stores.
You know what would be a fun one for your next one?
Tell me.
A dessert charcuterie.
But am I making the desserts or am I just buying the desserts? Like you're telling me, you can make like a slice of cake. Maybe I'm getting like the 100-layer crepe like cake.
It's like an assortment of desserts on board.
Mm. Yeah, I do like, I will make desserts.
Chocolate covered nuts.
I am at like the family Thanksgiving, I'm the dessert person. And literally, I make the same thing every year. And every year, people are, they're like, why did you make this again? But then it gets eaten. It's a pumpkin pie yellow cake. So I make like a pumpkin pie filling. I put it at the bottom. Then you get a bag of yellow cake mix and you sprinkle it on top of it. So you shake it all on top of it, right? Like just the mix, right? And then you get butter and you melt the butter and you put that on top of it. And then you bake it that way. And then you put vanilla ice cream on top of it.
That sounds pretty good.
It's honestly delicious.
The mix doesn't get dry because the butter's on top.
Correct. So like you shake the mix out. So it's just sprinkled on top
and then it gets sugar.
Kind of. Yeah. Like it gets baked into the pumpkin pie. And then the butter like crisps it up a bit.
Oh, okay.
I'd
be willing to try it.
Yeah. I'm happy to make it for you. Only in season though. Can you get pumpkin pie mix? Can you do all that after? I don't know.
Well, apparently now people have already put out their, it's September 5th and people have put out their holiday decorations.
I mean, the amount of holiday decorations that are out again during I went to Target, went to the mall, all that stuff. I'm like, I'm behind.
It's a no for me. October 1, I will take out the Halloween decorations and Thanksgiving weekend, the Christmas tree will go up. And I just can't go ahead or that's it.
Stick to your guns.
I am.
Stick to your
guns. It's still summer.
Okay,
it is 96 degrees right now and it's 11 a.m. I'm not putting up Halloween decorations.
Okay, so we've gone on a real tangent here, I know. So back to the episode. I really need to talk about what the hell is going on with Austin and Olivia. I feel like last episode they're like together, then they like don't even talk, and then they're like this episode they're like, do you want me to like jump in the ocean?
I feel like they were dating for, I feel like we're getting hosed. Yeah. They've been dating for a long time.
At this point already?
Yes.
And you think they're just messing with us?
And that's why they feel comfortable.
Oh, I was thinking they do not feel comfortable.
I feel like they feel comfortable not talking to each other because they're seeing each other so much.
I was thinking this is really
don't
weird.
Don't you do that with the people you're dating?
Who's that?
You don't ignore them while you're out because you see them all the time.
Oh no! If I am dating someone, I totally ignore them when we're like if we're with a group of friends. Like I'll see you at the end.
Yeah.
Like yeah, we're gonna what just spend. Doing? Yeah, like I will be hungover with you on the couch tomorrow.
Right.
But I will be putting my drinks on your tab.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yeah.
So gentlemen do.
Yeah. Giver. What a giver. Both of us were given.
So
Mary's checking Michael's location right now. Speaking of, I mean, I thought, listen, it's fine. I'm coming around more to the idea of what you've been saying, Mary, which is just focusing on the men. I did want to go back to Shep though, because we then went off tangent. Shep literally says to her while they're, do you want to break up with me? Shep is waiting for Taylor to break up with him. He's still so mean to her. And she's like, Shep, you can't say those things to me in front of our friends because they don't get our banter. I'm like, what, the abuse?
Yeah, that was bad. I guess I just thought they were cute at the Friendsgiving.
At the one point when they were cuddling on the couch, just that one point? Or like when they both pulled the banana out, the banana is putting out together. I was like, just give a lip or just give Taylor the other glove, Shep. Why do you have to both like one hand it out?
Yeah, that seemed like it was going to be worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Shep and Austin are in Santa Fe right now. Just the two of them.
Okay.
And I just thought that was interesting because Shep and Taylor were seen bullying on their Instagram story earlier in the week.
What's going on?
Austin go to Santa Fe together. And I'm like, maybe it's just a boys trip. Maybe they're both single. I don't know. I'm starting rumors right now completely.
Get them going.
I just think it's interesting they went without the girls.
You mean Craig?
And that's fine.
They went without Craig?
That too. It's just them two.
I don't know that you should read into that.
Okay, that's fine.
It's Labor Day, so
because I could just go on TikTok and say it, and everyone will believe it.
You are true. You are 100% correct. It's like the amount of things I get. Did you see this? I'm like, who is? Stop giving Patrick Summers attention.
I could literally go on TikTok right now. Okay, this on Wednesday, Taylor and Shep were bowling together. They're supposed to be broken up. On Friday,
strike one.
Him and Austin flew on a plane together.
Strike two.
Then Taylor and Olivia are together, and they showed her new dog how to swim this weekend.
She's learning how to swim to get out.
Meanwhile, Austin and Shep are also swimming. They're staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Santa Fe.
They're both swimming separately? What does it mean?
Follow my TikTok. Follow me to find out on the next slide. And then the next slide would be like, I have no idea what's going on. What do you guys think?
Oh my God. The first person, like, if you give me a gift, maybe I'll give you more opinions. We're not capitalizing on this of all the money that we could be making from knowing absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Also I want to say too, I do not want to watch. Okay. There's two moments that I was like, oh God. So Craig talking about raw chicken. Okay. He's talking about this as he takes a raw turkey. And then he also puts the cooked turkey in the raw, what he brought the raw turkey in. Did you notice that?
I thought that was like the whole thing he wasn't going to do because of the debacle.
Right. But then he did it. Then I had to watch Catherine make those freaking.
Maybe they washed it out.
Maybe. I don't know. It feels sure. Whatever. I hope they did. And then Paige was also helping him grab the innards. And she had all these rings on her fingers. And it was really bothering me there. Because I'm like, ugh. Then Catherine gets out the meat to make her IKEA meatballs. That, again, we saw it. Caleb pushed that shit around because he did not want it. Okay. We don't want your gross meatballs. At least she didn't have a Band-Aid on her hands this time. Last time she made them, there were Band-Aids.
Brutal.
I don't. So basically, I think what I want is I want the Naomi food because she also said she quote unquote cooked it. So I'm like, oh, okay, she got that catered. I'm eating that.
Or her mom made it.
Well, sure. Either way, I trust that more.
I agree.
Anything else about Southern Charm?
I'm like weirdly enjoying it for no reason. It's low stakes.
Yeah. Yes, agree. Okay, let's take a quick break and then let's come.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back with the finale of Atlanta.
I loved this episode, a fashion show with fashion.
This was great. Okay. This season overall, I'm going to give it a positive. I thought this season was good. There was some filler, some, but I feel like it really had a strong ending.
I agree. What I noticed at the end is that Kenya really didn't have a storyline.
Yeah. Why don't we get to see more about this Kenya Moore haircut? Being in CVS is huge.
5,000 stores. And I just kept on thinking, can't Bethany Frankel help you with the supply chain? Like, no. I don't know. I just felt like she could help her.
Bethany Frankel is currently battling Lisa Kudrow and the Kardashians. She doesn't have time for this.
With Spencer Pratt.
It's like, Bethany. It's like, Bethany, just join Roni Legacy. You clearly need the attention.
She loves being in the spotlight.
Loves it. And hey, nothing wrong with that, but just do it so that then you have the more reason to be in the spotlight.
I agree. Okay. I was obsessed with Marlo kids the kids going over to
Sonia, the Rosses.
Almost like the most endearing thing. Like,
if she was that doesn't get you guys wanting him for March Madness, I don't know what else will.
I mean, maybe a shirtless photo. Mechanic to be a mechanics. I mean, it was so sweet. And I feel like they will always, I love, like, she's like, you're going to always remember Mr. Ross taught you how to change a tire.
Okay. Here's the thing. I have a new series for Ross.
Okay.
Do you know how to change your oil?
No.
Do you know how to change a tire?
No, I don't.
Ross, make us some videos on this and capitalize and make money off of it. And let me and do shirtless and let us watch this and let us learn. He seems like a very good teacher.
He's very like even keeled, calm, cool, collective. He seems like a really good guy. And I love also what they were talking about. She's like, I took out the IUD, and she's like,
the UTI,
the UDI, the DUI. The dick in you. But I like, he's like, at first we were just trying to win an argument, and then we started listening to each other, and then they came around.
Again, is it the dehydration or am I like super excited for them to get pregnant and I have the chills again? I really Sonya started off strong for me, and then I was kind of like mad at Ross because of this whole like pregnancy storyline and him being like, I don't know if I could be in the marriage if we don't have one. And then he's like, no, okay, we don't have to. And then she's like, took out my IUD. I really came around. She was like a roller coaster for me. You know? So what were your thoughts with Sonia like for this season? Like, are you like the same as me, strong, kind of low, and then finish strong?
At the end, they kind of pulled on my heartstrings, and I'm like, I want to see them get pregnant and have the second baby girl. And
yeah,
it turned out I liked them in the end. And I think this really just inviting Marlo really won me over.
Yeah.
Marlo has won me over.
Marlo, too much. There's too much to fill in this. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but It's horrible, the things that happen. I did not like her mom. Her mom coming on this show, I was like, I don't want to see this. It was a little too... Okay, go.
I think that's not fair. Why can't Marlo have her mom?
I'm saying it was too much to fit into this last episode. Like, there were a ton of Marlo scenes in this last episode that I'm like, it felt like crammed to get into a finale when we've had like a lot more of the season. And I don't like
it. I think I'm so obsessed with Marlo that I was like, oh my God, we get to meet her mom, Emma. You know, their dynamics are super fascinating. Marlo has bought her a house. She basically took away the house because the mom is in and out using drugs. Marlo feels like she's been dating this guy for 4 years and she always needs a man in her life. You know, I think Marlo tries to be good to her and she does that in a financial way, which is extremely important. I mean, then she just throws out $5,000 dentures, you know? That's hard. Yeah.
And it sounded too like, you know, the boys actually, when her sister went to jail, the boys actually went to Marlo's mom first. And then because of like drugs and all these things, like that was like not a stable environment for them at all, which also I will say like also puts the, like, I can see where like a lot of that pressure was. And it's just that really interesting because, you know, Marlo was in and out of foster care. So like, where was her mom at the time? Like I find the story is like fascinating. I felt just too crammed in this episode where I'm like, I don't either give me like more of it across the season or like don't give me any of it at all, or because it was too much to like take in while I'm also trying to focus like on a fashion show, which just seems like much lower stakes in a sense.
Yeah, maybe it should have been the last episode that we got to meet her mom.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean though? Like it just felt No.
I understand. I'm just like seriously fascinated by the whole story.
Agreed. And I think I think we'll get more into that like next season. You know, it's okay. So I'm not laughing at that, Marlo. I'm like laughing transitioning into this like fashion show because this fashion show is like so wild to me. Because what did I say last week? Last week I was like, Sheree loves to hire people so she has people to blame.
Absolutely. She's like, oh, I only have 5 pieces.
And this is the day before?
The coordinator is like, I will fly anywhere in the USA right now to go get them. And she's like, well, they're still not done. She's like, oh my God, my name's on this. We have 200 people showing up and we still don't have the clothes. I got the clothes 8 hours before.
2:30 a.m. Also, though, it's like, and then like watching it, it's like everything that was happening, I was like, this is like stressing me out. And then we've got freaking Lyrone that comes through. What is he? Get him out of here.
I genuinely think she was shocked to see him.
Yeah, 100%.
So did the cousin say it or Apollo? What do you think?
I would say Apollo, but I feel like Apollo was very much like, no. Like, I'm going to go cousin.
Did Tyrone stay at her house the night before the show?
Yes.
I agree with you too.
Yes. Like, I think she was genuinely surprised when he showed up and then off camera they talked, whatever. And then he was being shady. Like, he came and stayed with her. And then I feel like he was being shady as hell. Something weird happened there. He still showed up because he brought the flowers and she was still very nice to him.
From Publix. But then she was on the phone the whole time. But then I was like, the daughter was so surprised. She's like, wait, that's him? That short guy?
His and her mom too. She literally had to say prison bay. Oh, prison bay. Oh, hey, hi. Great, nice to meet you.
My favorite line was calling him Lyrone, though.
Oh, yeah.
Lyrone.
But I'm like, why is he like, then I was like, I hope Sheree was like, I got a lot of jitters and I just need to get it out. I'm going to have sex with him once. And then he's gone to the curb. Because I know I'm jumping ahead, but I loved after the show when he's like, can we talk? And she's like, nope.
Who is she dating currently?
Someone who seems very hot and has a big wee, according to the reunion previews. And
I know.
I'm interested. I'm going to check her IG. Maybe he's got to be there, right? Maybe.
I feel like she's private. I feel like she is pretty private, like not going to show her man.
So here's a question I have. Where does Sheree go from here? Because she came back this season. This has been also as wild that this was 14 years ago. How much life have we lived in 14 years? It's like a third of our lives. I can't math.
I know.
Not necessarily a third, a fourth.
Happy. And I love that the women were so supportive. They're like, I want that piece. Like, that's awesome. That's sexy. You know, your nipple might fall out as you work out, but you're going to look hot doing
also,
it.
Also, when the guy walked down the runway and Kenya just stood up, basically like showing herself up, I was laughing hysterically, like, get it, Kenya. I loved it. He was
chomping his gum, which annoyed me so much.
I saw that too. I was thinking, like, wait, what's happening? And then why wasn't Cairo in the show?
I kept thinking that too. Why wasn't Cairo in the show? Also, Kenya, that outfit on her was incredible. That is her best look she's ever worn.
Is that the same dress that Diana Jenkins is wearing in the Beverly Hills promo?
Oh, well, Marlo looks way better in if it is. She's like, hit every curve the right way.
Kenya was Marlo, but it's fine. Yep, so look. Oh. She's wearing...
No, Marlo was wearing a leopard.
This is the dress.
Oh.
Yeah, much... Kenya, again, that Dancing with the Stars body. We are waiting for our phone calls to get in shape.
I did love Marlo's outfit.
I thought they all looked great. And you're so right. Like, I love how supportive everybody was. It did like kind of make me laugh that like Drew and Sonia were like, Sonia at one point is like, where's the fashion? I'm like, Sonia, you just got on the show this season. Okay. You don't get to like, you weren't there way back when. I mean, but didn't you feel like it was such a reunion too? I'm like, we got Peter Thomas with his fly down. We got Dwight who's literally from the first season, which is PTSD for Sheree. You know, it's like the fashion show with no fashions. We've got the girls from Married to Medicine that showed up. We had, what was her first name from the first season? Deshaun Snow was there. Like, there were so many people that showed up to this show. I was like, I was hoping Cynthia would have showed up.
Even her ex-husband.
Oh yeah, and Bob. Bob was there. And he was so supportive. Everybody was so supportive of this. Now,
everyone was rooting for her to pull this off.
I was surprised by Apollo's walk, though. I thought he could have walked better. It just felt like something, like, he's a little stiff for me.
So in typical housewife's fashion, it's 2 hours late.
Do you think she had snacks?
I think there were some nibbles. There were some nibbles.
Was there a bar?
Yeah, I think they all went into some like room beforehand and then went into the runway room.
Yeah. And then it was like, I don't know. The whole thing like made me laugh. And it all came together. Sheree's walk made me giggle too, because I also loved it was like the parting of the Red Sea kind of thing. Like, they all parted, went to their sides, and Sheree just like sultrily walked down that runway, just one foot she took that right foot and she put it as far left as she could. She took that left foot, she walked it as far right as she could. And she just slithered. She like did the Wendy slither down that runway.
I think the walk looked so ridiculous because you couldn't really see her legs because the thing she was wearing was so baggy. And that was really the problem. Like, I think she might have been a really professional, great walk. But you couldn't tell because she was wearing a bag.
Wait, did you notice the upgrade of Drew's sparkly boot this round? No, they really designed the boot this round and did not just wrap fabric around it.
But also, so Drew's wearing the boot and then a high heel that is way higher than the boot. And
I'm like, that's the worst
thing you could do if you're wearing a boot.
You're literally putting all of your weight on the boot. But, you know, it's fashion. It's fashion, baby. Okay, so I also...
Any other standouts?
I just loved that it was so successful. I loved how, like, they all really, like you said, they really rallied around. I also loved that... Okay, here's one of my favorite parts. So the fashion... So the episode ends, and we can go through, like, the ends... You know, the end credits of it all. But the fashion show ends, and then they perfectly time it, right? Where like the website is going live at this point, which genius, so smart, right? Because although it's like, you know, everybody's been waiting, goes live. It crashes immediately. There's three items on it. So, and none of them are what was shown in the show. But
so we got bamboozled.
Well, yeah. And now
it's,
you
also
know, look,
like, it's also just like amazing to me. I'm like, okay, so you got all these samples and people are very interested in it. So why can't you just actually put them into production?
Also, when was this filmed?
Months.
What I'm saying. Like, you've had plenty of time to figure all of this out, create a website, make sure that it's like working. And then, you know, everybody's sending over too. Like, these outfits that she's posted are available on Shein. They're available on Amazon. They're available on AliExpress. So, like, my theory in typical Sheree fashion is that she had a fashion website with no fashions on it and then was like, shit, I told the show I would line up like this. The episode to premiere, and then guarantee you she's going to say something like Labor Day. It was just so tough with the days off and, you know, something happened and like people aren't going to get. Now, listen, I'm not buying. Go ahead.
That won't even happen though, because the reunion's already been filmed.
No. I'm saying like, there's going to be some like IG story at some point because people are going to wonder where their fashions are and something's going to have AliExpress did not get it here fast enough. You know, like something's going to happen. I just like, I mean, she just can't get it together. And she's wearing all these things that like aren't featured on the website. It's literally three items. And then she's like showing us like neon hats, a She by Sheree. You know, she's like showing all these things that she's wearing. I'm like, how do we buy that? I mean, at least Brooks Marks, when he released his tracksuit, it was a one piece, it was two pieces. And it was one thing.
He was on to something there.
Like, what's going on?
That's all his team could take care of. They could only buy a black sweatpants and then put a Brooks Marks label down the side. And just that's all they could commit to.
A little ribbon with some glue. A little ribbon. Yeah. Well, you know, or a limited time. I just feel like, Sheree, like you couldn't even time it up to this. You had months. You had months. And like,
you just can never pull it off.
And like, you know, people are saying too, like, I tried to buy it and then I go get to the shop page and I couldn't buy it. And I'm like, people are trying to give you these things that are being sold on all these other websites for $20, $30 and you're going for $125 and people can't buy it. Hello, they're trying to give you money.
We've been looking for weeks.
I mean, you said like you were looking last week, the website was down. So it went up and then it went back down. Now it's, I believe it's up now.
No, it was still down this morning when I checked.
So I went onto it last night and I could go and I was able to get to the page. But then, yeah, let's see. Let's try it again.
I went last night, she had already had the, we'll be back soon. I went this morning, we will be back soon.
Really?
It still crashed. Yeah.
Wait, yep, it did crash, but where is the website? I'm just trying to see if I can get in there right now.
Because it's like,
it's not even.
That's the landing page now.
No, I'm saying I can't even get to the, yep, you're right. She by Sheree is coming back soon. 15. Dear fans, due to the overwhelming interest in She by Sheree, the influx of love is crashing the website. But please understand it's being worked on. So continue to check back in within the next 24 hours. We are working to get this quickly resolved. We wish to serve you soon. Thank you for your interest. Thanks to the customers whom we were able to serve so far tonight. Heart, pray emoji, heart, pray emoji. Sheree, you're fumbling this. Where's Candy needs to help Sheree here.
She's got a product people want, but she can't get it to production.
It's just,
she's got to go on Shark Tank.
What does she need to get to production? Just go buy a Cricut.
I don't
know. And then iron on the Amazon things that you were buying from at wholesale and then just put your label on it. I don't understand.
She's got to call Robin, get some help.
Oh, with embezzled? No, that's not what it's called. What is it called? Like, I don't know. Every time I say, like, I know that's not right. Robin, I mean, yeah, Robin's missing out. She missed the call from Macy's because she was taking a nap and didn't want it. It's like, let us help you.
It's so sad.
And by us, I mean, you know, I actually do. If Bethany was actually a less selfish person in this kind of realm, I mean, I appreciate everything she does and the charitable aspects that she does, but I feel like she would never help like another housewife see anything with Sonia Morgan. Bethany should pitch to Bravo a Shark Tank-like idea with Bravo Lebs, who are pitching their items, and she's going to help them get set up.
Oh my God, I love this. I love it.
That's your idea. Like, that is like a Shark Tank for Bravo, but it's got to be called something like, I don't know. I don't know what the show is called. But just like as seen on TV. But, you know, it's got to be something that could be the way. She could get a show from that, and she could find investors who would be willing to help these housewife products.
If
Sonia Morgan ever still here. I still think Sonia Morgan should be getting a freaking toaster oven, but maybe she upgrades it to an air fryer.
Well, now she has a sangria.
What?
Sonia Sangria. Mm-hmm.
Is it a sexy J and a sexy G?
Definitely sexy J. I don't know if it's
got the G. I just feel like, or like, how is like, how are we not talking to Kent? Like, it's like, Trey, you literally have all of these women who are successful around you. How is this happening?
But Kenny was having problems getting everything done. She missed a lot of deadlines for CVS.
No, I know. I'm just saying there's all these women that I'm like, all ships rise. Let's all help each other out because they're not similar products. Let's all do it together. I mean, Candy's already spinning off a new Broadway show. Okay. Like, she does not sleep.
I know. Let's go into the thing.
Wait, I wanted to mention too, because we had to see Mama Joyce talk about the trust. And this is so like, I'm like, okay, so you don't even like the kids Candy has with Todd.
I know. She's like, Riley should get the most.
Like what? Like, she is so worried Todd is going to, like, she's like, Candy's clearly going to die before me and Todd, and I'm going to be left with nothing.
It seems that way.
It's wild to me.
It's really embarrassing, actually, to be talking about that all on camera.
And, like, and even Candy's like, so you're going to kill me?
And, like, apparently I'm going out before you, Mama Joyce.
And then I want to know, why is Don Juan the executor? Or what's going on? There's a trust for Don Juan?
No, like, he would be like, isn't he like the executor of the trust?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why is it Don Juan?
Even like, though Riley is already an adult.
Right. Maybe she's still young though. That's a lot to be the executor. Who will it be? It'll probably be your sister for your parents, huh? Well, she's a lawyer.
We don't talk about these things.
Oh, we don't talk about Bruno. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Went dark there. Okay. Let's go to the end.
Okay. So we have Sonia removed her IUD and is actively trying for baby number Deuce. She hasn't uninvited anyone for anything lately, but don't try her.
You love that line. Okay. Next.
Candy and Todd's trust remains unfinalized. Candy is producing another play on Broadway with Samuel L. Jackson. It's called Piano. Wait, fuck. Okay, she's hoping it's the T in her EGOT.
Oh, I would love for Candy to get an EGOT.
So she just has the a Grammy.
Oh, she just... Oh. Okay, for when I read this, for some reason I was thinking, wait, she already has an Emmy and an Oscar?
No.
So she needs the EOT. I thought when like the T in her EGOT, which I was like, oh, so she only needs that. She has her EGOT.
I think she only has a Grammy.
I believe you're correct. Yeah.
Drew continues to work on her fitness and her marriage.
Drop it, Ralph's, both of them.
Ralph's new baby, his book, is due any day now. Drew still hasn't read it.
But she's going to... Here's the best part about that book when it comes out. That book, she's still going to write that forward without reading the book. 100%. Okay, I'm going to be honest. We need her on this show.
And she's good comedic relief.
This whole cast, keep it. Just keep it.
I agree. Marlo will soon break ground on the Hamptons 2.0. Her journey of self-improvement continues and her edges continue to flourish.
That was a real throwback to the beginning of the season.
I feel like they could have.
I'm like, yeah, what's going on with the fam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenya and Brooklyn spent their summer twirling around Europe. Unfortunately, her Mary Kay wig couldn't travel internationally. The shade!
I thought it was so cute, her and Brooklyn in their matching floral dresses walking. Like, even Brooklyn being like, can I come to the party? Like, oh, I love Brooklyn. She's so cute.
She's very adorable.
So cute.
Sheree no longer calls Tyrone. She's got a new boo. The VPL has become VJL, Visible Jogger Line, because She by Sheree is finally available for purchase.
But then Mary's point right after this, but the site crashed. It just made me laugh. True. Oh, man. Look, this is overall great season. And I've got to say,
loved this episode. Great ending. I laughed. I cried.
Well, and I have to say, good. Too, I think people were really worried with Portia leaving the cast and Cynthia gone. And I think they did just fine. I felt like a lot of this season, there were some lulls, but a lot of this season felt like old school Atlanta to me. And I really enjoyed it. And I think that this cast, there are groups of them that are actually like really friends. So it works well. And, you know, it's just light. It's a lot lighter compared to like the darkness that's happening in Beverly Hills right now. So, and look, I'm excited for the reunion. It looks a drama. Also, the reunion was reminding me of like the Tiki Room at Disneyland, because it kept showing the birds and then like comparing the women to the birds. And I was like, are we in the Tiki Room?
Oh, I didn't.
That was a stretch on my end, I will say.
Okay. Okay.
But I also love the style. Like, Atlanta always knows how to dress for reunions. Like, they're all cohesive. They pick one color.
The cohesive, it looks fabulous. I think, helps. Yeah.
They look fabulous. Yeah. I'm here for it. Anything else on your end, Mary?
No, we will be back later in the week with Beverly Hills.
Yep, we'll be back. And have a great rest of your day off. Have a great week, and we will see you soon.
Stay cool.
Bye.
Bye.